Back now with Day to Day. Just as the baby boomers are reaching retirement age, the nation's pension insurance system is facing a crisis. And yesterday, the head of the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation resigned. That guarantee corporation insures corporate pension funds for millions of Americans, and it's billions of dollars in the red. When Bradley Belt, the executive director, resigned, he warned about the fund's dire straits. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. And John, how did we get into this mess?
Well, the PBGC is this business-funded insurance pool that takes over a company's pension plan in the event of a bankruptcy, or if the company fails to set aside enough money to pay for retirement promises that have been made to its employees. We're talking here about the traditional defined benefit pension plans, where a company sets aside money during an employee's career and then uses that for guaranteed monthly retirement benefits later. They're found mostly in traditional older industries, industries where there have been some high-profile bankruptcies. Think steel, think airlines. And people are warily watching the auto industry. You know, GM is one example where there's an unfunded pension overhang.
So this Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation steps in to fill the gap. What are the prospects of shoring it up?
Well, Congress is working on a couple of bills, and the leaders have set an end of March deadline, but the prospects are pretty dim. So far, they just haven't been able to find a way to increase the pension payments and the insurance premiums without discouraging companies from offering these kinds of pension plans for their workers. One person who watches this issue closely is Mark Every. He used to be the chief regulator of pensions in the Treasury Department in the 90s.
Congress is struggling with this dilemma that if they increase funding too suddenly or too much in the near term, they run the risk of actually pushing companies out of the defined benefit system and potentially even out of business.
And Every points out that there's another disincentive for these traditional retirement plans, and that's competition from overseas. You know, frequently a foreign competitor hasn't made the same pension promises or has a younger workforce, all of which puts the U.S. company at a big disadvantage.
And how will the resignation of the head of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, Bradley Belt, how will that make it more difficult to fix?
Probably more difficult. He's been the voice of conscience on these growing deficits, raising red flags each time another company dumps its pension obligations in the insurance pool's lap. One observer said President Bush is going to have a hard time finding anyone smart enough and at the same time foolish enough to take on this no-win job. Coming up later on Marketplace, we'll find out how some companies are using Shakespeare to teach CEOs about becoming better managers.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.